A green expanse stretching from Bennett Valley below off into the northern distance was the backdrop as park officials and enthusiasts from Sonoma County and beyond gathered to celebrate the new North Sonoma Mountain Regional Park and Open Space Preserve. Sun and breezes came and went as partners were thanked, plaques presented and pictures taken, and everyone delighted in the spectacular views.
If one were to compare it to anything in Sonoma County, I think it's just right up there with anything along the coast, Hood Mountain. This is just another one of those great additions to Sonoma County. The views are spectacular. You will not be disappointed if you come out.
That high praise comes from Bill Keene, who heads Sonoma County's Agricultural Preservation and Open Space District, one of the key players in the formation of the new 820-acre park, which was stitched together from four previously separate properties at a cost of roughly $20 million.
Normally, we're just buying one piece of land and you're getting out on it. And in this case, we had to go through four different acquisitions in order to piece together this connection between Bennett Valley and Jack London.
That connection also represents a significant additional link in the Bay Area Ridge Trail, noted Janet McBride, executive director of the group behind that project.
This, together with adjacent trail, creates a 9-mile connected stretch across Sonoma Mountain of the Bay Area Ridge Trail. And it's a showpiece that illustrates what you can do through partnership and illustrates the vision of what we're trying to achieve by creating a completely connected 550-mile trail on the ridgelines entirely encircling San Francisco Bay.
Beyond the trail, the broad slope across the north-facing mountainside is also an important wildlife corridor, noted Regional Parks Director Carol Hart.
There's mountain lion through here. There's bobcat, obviously deer, coyote, all sorts of birds. And it's habitat that's being lost all over the county. So preserving this area and particularly connecting it to other parklands, getting over through Sonoma Valley Regional Park. We have a new acquisition there that connects it over to the other side and over to Napa. I mean, these are critical wildlife corridors.
It's an area well known and loved by Marilyn Herzog, who grew up riding the length and breadth of her family's ranch there, land that became a central part of the new park.
It's sad in a way because it would have been lovely to have been able to maintain it in the family, but when something is good, it's to be shared, and that's what this property is all about. So I am thrilled that lots of people are going to get to enjoy this amazing property and the contiguous properties that go with it.
While the primary trail now curls southeastward toward Jack London State Park, Herzog's favorite spot lies a bit less than a mile from the trailhead in another direction, beneath a lone large bay tree known as the Umbrella Tree.
You've got a perspective there where you can look across into Napa County. You can look north into Mendocino County, and you can see the ocean. It is just amazing from that spot, and I always felt that I was on top of the world when I was up there.
And there is yet another attraction that will soon rival that, says the Open Space District's Bill Keene. Another trail that will take hikers to the very peak of Sonoma Mountain.
The property's already been secure. It is adjacent to and contiguous with this North Sonoma Mountain project area. It's just about doing the planning work, building the trail, and then we'll get people out there.
Still, there is one other addition that the new park may need before that, observed Supervisor Susan Gorin, a bigger parking lot. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.